Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is titled Untapped Potential, Why Teachers Need Opportunities to Shine. Let's get into what really happens when teachers never get a chance to be in the game. Before we get into it, though, let's talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for, waterproof shoes. They are perfect for walking on sloshy winter sidewalks, walking through a parking lot where maybe it's rained or across damp grass in the morning. I love waterproof shoes. Second thing I'm thankful for, flat brimmed hats. A little style, a little identity, a little fun. The world needs more teachers willing to bring in their personality into their job. I don't teach with these flat brimmed hats on, but my students do associate me with them. They see me wearing them at the end of the day or coming in as I start the day. I just love them. They're comfortable and it brings in my vibe and personality. I also wear them outside of school too for outdoor adventure and different things like that. Third thing I'm thankful for, spaces where kids can strengthen fitness, mindset, and healthy competition. Whether it be a court or a gym, playground, a field, you know, these places can not only help kids grow physically, but mentally as well. And kids need spaces to stretch, to try, to fail, to compete, and to grow. And I just visited Kansas City over the weekend with my daughter. They have some really nice soccer complexes down there that I think some different businesses have put money into in a community. The cities really take care of them. And it just really well received and just a great space for young people to grow their skills. And just thinking about how it impacts young people's and their family, having spaces like this, not just soccer fields, but other spaces too, which is so important for communities to have for young people and their families. Let's get into the main topic, y'all, which is untapped potential, why teachers need opportunities to shine. Now, first things first, I want to talk about how there's so many good teachers that never shine. And it's not because they lack talent, y'all. See, most schools unintentionally create accidental gatekeepers. Now, you've seen it. The same 3 to 5 teachers get all of the committees. The same voices are chosen every time. The leadership rotates within a tiny inner circle. There's quiet or humble teachers who are getting ignored. New teachers aren't trusted, y'all. And you have veteran teachers who feel overlooked. See, things like this, it creates a culture where talent exists, but opportunity doesn't. Y'all, some teachers are the bench players of education. Not because they can't perform, but because no one has put them into the game. You don't know the greatness you've never seen, y'all. So let's talk about the psychology of opportunity, what research actually shows. See, when someone is trusted with even a small leadership role, their identity shifts. We see confidence rises. We see creativity increases. Burnout decreases. Risk-taking improves. Connection grows, y'all. Purpose strengthens. See, identity theory tells us that people become who you trust them to be. Tell a teacher, you'd be great at this, and they begin seeing themselves differently, y'all. Opportunity is the spark that ignites identity. See, leaders don't always recognize the talent right in front of them. Now, I would argue that most administrators aren't malicious. They're overwhelmed themselves as administrators, let's be real. But they often miss the brilliance on their own staff. You might have someone who has elite tech skills. You might have someone who has incredible classroom management. You might have someone who is a relationship builder machine. You might have someone who is an organizational genius. Or you might have someone who is a gifted writer. You might have a leader who doesn't recognize someone who can lead professional development better than any consultant, or someone who is deeply creative, or someone who is a visionary with ideas that could transform culture. Leaders don't always recognize this, that the talent is right there in front of them. But talents need invitation, visibility, trust, and space. Without those, talent stays hidden, y'all. And the bench, let's talk about the bench player metaphor. And this is deeper and more true than you think. So picture a basketball kid who sits all season. He works hard. He learns the plays. He practices with heart. He shows commitment. But he never gets playing time. Then one day, a chance, a quarter, just 10 minutes, and he lights it up. He scores, he hustles, he leads, he thrives. And the coach says to him, "Hey, where has this been?" The kid says, "It was always here. I just needed the opportunity." This is teacher potential too, y'all. It's not missing, it's waiting. We got barriers that block teachers. This goes super deep also. Schools accidentally, y'all, create opportunity hoarding. The same people always get asked because they're dependable. Let's be real, they're dependable. But the message becomes, we don't trust anyone else. That's a bad message to send, y'all. Schools accidentally create comfort zone leadership where administrators pick who they're used to, and it's not always who's most ready. Schools accidentally create fear-based leadership where micromanagement chokes innovation. See, schools accidentally create old labels that should have expired, y'all. Like, a struggling first-year teacher may still be seen through the lens multiple years later as a struggling first-year teacher when they might be a thriving teacher now. Schools accidentally create humble teachers who get overlooked. Some teachers don't self-promote, and their gifts stay hidden, y'all. We lose brilliance because we don't always know where to look. See, opportunity is not a title. It's an invitation. Leadership doesn't mean position. It often means a sentence like, "Would you share that at our next meeting? You're great at this. Can you help us? Your strategy could help our whole team." Or, "You have a gift. Can you lead this?" The invitation is the leadership moment, y'all. And what we know is when teachers shine, culture transform. When teachers are trusted and empowered, students get better teaching. Staff collaboration becomes richer. Creativity spreads. Morale, y'all, it improves. Autonomy rises. We know that burnout decreases. Teachers stay longer and leaders gain trust, y'all. A thriving teacher creates thriving kids. A trusted teacher creates trusted kids. A supported teacher creates supported kids. Now, let me talk a little bit about my Winnebago experience, which is proving to be true. I've talked about this often. I'm in Winnebago Public Schools, And I've had an opportunity this year to, where my district has given me autonomy. It's given me trust, space to lead. I've had room to innovate, a voice that matters here, given respect, opportunities to to do high levels of collaboration and belonging, y'all. When we as educators are trusted, creativity, energy, and joy rises. And that's why teachers stay. So I've had a very positive experience, y'all. And see, teachers stay not because the job is easy, but because the culture is supportive. And so I want to encourage, it's really important for administrators who are in in their administration roles to really try to look for that untapped leadership, untapped potential, and bring it to the forefront so it can impact the school, y'all. So I issue a challenge to school leaders. Respectfully and honestly, I issue a challenge to school leaders. If you want excellence, invite it. If you want innovation, trust it. If you want retention, invest in it, y'all. So some practical action steps that I think that school leaders need to do. Rotate leadership roles. Give someone new a chance. Invite quiet talent. Talent that you know is there, but it may be on the more quiet side. Invite that in. Celebrate creative risks. Let teachers lead professional development. My principal has already asked me, he's mentioned several times about possibly leading some professional development next semester. That is huge. As a new teacher being here, being invited to do that. You know, administrators out there ask, hey, can you help us with this? Believe in potential before performance, y'all. Because you see, every teacher is one opportunity away from their breakthrough moment, y'all. They are. As we do a reflective closing here, you cannot bench brilliance and expect a championship culture. You can't. You cannot smother creativity and expect innovation. You cannot silence fresh voices and expect growth. Schools rise not because a few people do everything, but because many people are given a chance to shine. Potential doesn't vanish, it waits. It waits for trust, for invitation, for opportunity. Some of your most extraordinary educators are the quiet ones, the humble ones, the ones who don't ask, the ones who don't push, the ones hoping someone finally notices. Give teachers room, give them trust, give them opportunity, y'all. Because when teachers shine, the whole school lights up, y'all. The whole school shines brightly. Well, I hope you found value in this episode. I hope I gave you something to think about. If you're a teacher out there, I hope I gave you some ideas to think about as teacher leaders. If you're an administrator listening to this episode, I hope I gave you something to think about too. I know that there's some nuggets of advice in this episode that can really help schools and school culture thrive, y'all. If you found value in this episode, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your episodes and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.